I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The New York Knicks are in town tonight, and the New York Knicks, I think, are the poster children for teams that decided, all right, the Celtics are the new thing, they're the dynasty, they're the team to beat. We have to go out there and put a team together that's going to compete with them, and they spent their offseason doing just that. Most contending teams in the East, I think, had that in mind, but the Knicks were by far the most active and the most bold, I would say. Kind of like how we were talking about the Bruins putting a roster together to try and beat the Panthers. Yep. I think it's the same kind of thing here. As these teams are all looking at the Celtics. Yeah, opening night.
And the team that put the roster together, we're hoping, doesn't live up to it.
We'll see. We'll see if they have more luck than the Bruins did. Yeah, for sure. Here's what the Knicks did, in case you need a quick refresher. They traded for Karl Anthony Towns. They traded for Mikal Bridges. They extended Jalen Brunson, re-signed Ananobi, re-signed Precious Achiuwa, signed Landry Shamet, and signed Cameron Payne. Now, those last ones were sort of just the fringy kind of things on the end of the bench, but re-signing Ananobi was big money. Brunson was a big money extension. Towns makes a lot of money. Bringing in Bridges, he was the star over there on that Brooklyn team. And is a guy who can take over a game offensively pretty much whenever. This is not only, I think, as bold of an offseason as I think the Knicks have ever had in terms of really bringing in quality players, but they did it all, I think, with the idea of, okay, we need to have a roster, we need to have a starting five and a rotation where everybody can do what the Celtics do, where everyone right. can switch, everyone can defend, everyone can shoot, everyone sort of, right? Like, that's Karl Anthony Towns. He's a big who can live on the outside and shoot threes and take Porzingis, if he's playing, obviously, right out of the paint. Mikal Bridges, I know there's a little hitch in his shot right now. Speaking of Jason Tatum, Mikal Bridges' shot's been looking kind of weird lately, but he's a guy who can be a big-time scorer. Jalen Brunson, I think, is an all-NBA quality player, and Ananobi's a great defender. On the wing, Achiuwa's a good defensive big. Like, they loaded up. They've loaded up to try and beat you, Celtics, and let's see what you got for them tonight.
Yeah, they were seemingly built in the mirror of the Celtics. And it makes sense. It's what you got to do. It's like, you know, we argued about this. You know, do the Bruins have to go through the Panthers? Well, there's no rule you have to go through the Panthers to win a cup, but you might have to.
Right.
Do the Knicks have to go through the Celtics? We learned last year. No. In the West kind of all fell apart.
And yeah.
You didn't have to go through what
and
you thought.
And the Knicks were all banged up, too. I mean, by the time they got to the Indy.
But my point is, they may not have to face the Celtics ever in the postseason.
Right.
Like, the Knicks could win a title without beating the Celtics. Like,
damn,
it is very
Yorkish.
Much. It is very much possible, but they clearly built their team with the intention of being able to compete with the Celtics, and to see it on opening night, I was interested because I went to see our friends at FanDuel for the win totals.
Oh, right.
So the Celtics are 58.5.
Yep.
You like that?
I like that over, yeah.
Yeah, I like the over,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'll take that.
What do you think the Knicks are?
I would say for the Knicks, maybe 54.5.
53.5.
53.
Not bad. Not
okay,
bad,
then
yes.
I'd go over on that, too. I'd go over on them, too.
But, and they are, I think, I haven't looked at everybody. I think they're next in the East because, like, the Sixers are 49.5. The one I found interesting was Oklahoma City at 57.5.
Yeah.
Right behind
OKC are the darling. I was just reading through all the predictions today. The Oklahoma City Thunder, I mean, they are, the people, they're a sexy pick right now. People love the OKC.
They had the second
Thunder.
Most wins in the league last year.
I know. And I think that it's not a wild one by any means. It's not a wild pick, but I'm surprised there aren't more people sort of looking at the Nuggets, maybe looking at the Wolves. Even though they traded Towns, they still got Edwards. They brought in Julius Randle. Like, I still think there's a lot of talent there in the West, but people
yeah, that wasn't just a dump.
Very, very hot on the Oklahoma City Thunder. The 76ers, who you just mentioned, big offseason for them, too. They extend Joel Embiid. They extend Tyrese Maxey. They sign Paul George. They sign Andre Drummond, who I feel like played with him a couple years ago. They signed Eric Gordon, Reggie Jackson. My favorite signing of the entire offseason, the Dancing Bear, Gershon Yabusele, who balled out in the Olympics, and they also re-signed Oubre and re-signed Kyle Lowry. That's another team right there that's looking at the Celtics and saying, hey, if we want to compete with them, we have to load up, we have to retain all our guys, which the Celtics did too. And we
who
also
do they think
have to
it is? Gershon Yabusele?
We also have to bring in the guys that can help us. And Paul George, I mean, he's old and often injured, but when he's right, he's a great player. He's a great two-way player who can score and defend and score and defend on the wing. And I think that that's another team that had an offseason with the Celtics in mind and went out there and spent a ton of money and made a ton of moves.
But this is interesting to me, the Paul George part of this. This is his next pairing. Like, right. Didn't work with Kawhi, so I'll go try with Embiid.
Kawhi, you want to talk about oft-injured.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But at least Kawhi was a winner.
True.
Now he's pairing up with a guy who's track record, resume, reputation is coming up short and not being able to get over the top. Is he going to be the guy that helps put that team over the top? I, for one, will always be dismissive of the Sixers, almost regardless of what their lineup is, just because I feel like they are inherently not competitive with you. Like, they inherently
underachieve. They're like the Jets, right?
Yeah. Sixers going to Sixers.
No matter what, they're just going to be
they're
like
going to do what they do. And that's come true for the Jets, right? Everybody was like, oh, Jets got talent. They got Rodgers.
Well, they got a get right game coming up, but yes.
Yeah, but in the long term.
In the long term,
but I
agree.
The Sixers are a team that I absolutely will not respect until they force you to respect them by beating you.
Yeah, and that's really, I mean, those are the main two off seasons that I look at and think, okay, these guys kind of went all out. Cleveland retained a lot of their own guys. They extended Mitchell, Allen, and Mobley. They re-signed Okoro. Didn't really bring in anybody from the outside. Milwaukee didn't do anything. They signed Torian Prince, Gary Trent, and Deion Wright, which I'm sorry. Like, I mean, I know they have a good roster already, but that's not loading up by any means. And even the Pacers re-signed Siakam, re-signed Obi Toppin, extended Nembhard, extended McConnell, and they signed James Wiseman, who stinks. I'm sorry. Like, he's not been anything in the league since he got drafted first overall to Golden State. He's bounced around all over the place, and he's just kind of a jag big man now. And that's it. I mean, really, you know, Orlando had a decent offseason. They extended some of their guys. They're a young team sort of coming into their own, trusting the process. Indiana, I'd say, is kind of trusting the process too. Miami couldn't swing a big deal. Everybody called Miami, that's the place to be. They extended Adebayo and re-signed Kevin Love, and that's it. They didn't do anything else. So Miami, I mean, listen, they're a team that can get in the Celtics' head when Butler's playing. But as we saw last year in that first-round series, they're pushovers without him. And I'm not even sure how good they are with him at this point either. I mean, he's a guy who's got some miles on those tires, too. So, listen, there's the Sixers, there's the Knicks, and I'm not really even slightly afraid of anybody else. These other teams, they're in the middle of their process. Some of them couldn't swing a deal, and some of them just didn't do anything. I look at that, and I'm still feeling pretty good about the Celtics.
This is part of rivalry. Pretty bad. They always kick our ass.
That's right, Joel. I agree. If anything, it would be one of the, as you said, trust the process teams kind of catching it.
Yeah.
Because I was looking. So Milwaukee's a 49.5 at FanDuel.
Okay.
And then Indiana's at 47.5, I believe. And Orlando is right around there, too, 46.5. So they see them as kind of right nipping on the heels of Milwaukee. And it wasn't that long ago that Milwaukee was the talk of the NBA, right? You get Dame Lillard and you pair him up with Giannis, and oh my God, they're going to dominate offensively. They can own, both of those guys can control the game.
And both of those guys were hurt in the playoffs, so we may not have seen what they look like at full strength, and all that's true. But I mean, listen, one thing about the Celtics that you have to admire is outside of Kristaps Porzingis, that is a very, very durable team. They are guys who don't, I know, right? Exactly, knock on wood. But last year in particular, they were not guys that took a lot of time off, guys that if they were banged up, they were able to play through it, and I think that paid off in spades once the playoffs started.
And part of it is they're the young core. I mean, when we're talking about it, we're talking about Brown and Tatum, right?
Yep.
How would you play if you had to miss one of those guys for an extended period of time? Because your Porzingis thing, I actually think this team is good enough to win without Porzingis. I'm not saying it'd be easy, but I think they are potentially good enough, especially if Al Horford can continue to sort of defy Father Time. If he starts to look old and Porzingis is banged up, then I think you start to say, uh-oh, this might be going down a road we don't like. But any of those other teams, I mean, even the Knicks, I'm a big NBA guy in terms of, yeah, let's see in a couple weeks what the Knicks look like. Because I'm always dubious of new pairings, new trios, new super teams, how they fit. Because am I wrong to say more often than not it feels like it under-delivers?
No, I don't think that's wrong
at all. Just law of averages over the last decade, when I see teams that make big moves, big pairings, trios, super teams, more often than not, they under-deliver.
Yeah.
New York! Gotham City!
That's sure, and for them in particular, I mean, they've tried this before. Golden State, when they brought in Durant, that seemed like something, but you know, that was just one guy,
right?
That wasn't they had already had a good team established right there. Who else? I don't know. The super team, you know,
like the Clippers,
the Miami
didn't
Heat.
The Suns didn't, the Heat, like most of these.
Well, when the Heat first tried, they lost to Dirk that one year, but then they rattled off a few championships.
I think more often than not,
look at the Bucks last year with Lillard,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Any of these super pairings, duos, and trios, they tend to under-deliver. It's part of why the Celtics have an advantage, because whatever their relationship is, Tatum and Brown have been together forever.
Yep.
Forever. And they know each other in and out, and now they have a championship core roster. They don't have a lot of changes.
And
so,
they have the experience of having one final, which is, you know, for a group like that, pretty, pretty valuable.
Now, I do think we are tending to skip past I do think that there's a challenge being the defending champion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where the target's on your back or between your eyes. Like, you do have a target, and it is a little different.
But it doesn't matter, because we're all going to be dead someday. Well,
and he's right. And he's right. Hopefully, you know, we can push that off for a while. But I also think the Celtics, they got a lot of teams' best efforts for a while now.
True.
Because they have been a high-end team, especially in the East. And I do think that's why, for a while, at times, they went through some of those bad losses to young, developing teams that did out-effort them on any given night every once in a while. And now it's going to be everybody. But no, I'll take the Celtics over Knicks, over any new super team pairing until that pairing or trio proves they can play.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.